The story is like this. If you look at the Rambam in Sherishit Beis, he says that Al Derech Zeh, he equates what's going on in Binyan HaMikdash to the four cases of Maiseh Oilo, Maiseh Chatos, Maiseh Oshom, and Maiseh Shlom. Correct? Okay? Now, the question is this the main thrust of what the Sherish is going on? Okay? Because we had this problem, if you recall, that we didn't really understand what the proof was. Because, so that we asked here in Binyan HaMikdash, there is a Mefurish HaMitzvah, and when it comes to the Teres HaChatos and Teres HaOilo, and Teres HaOshom, it's really only a Shrano, okay? It's really only a Hiro, okay? So we said that the Hiro was not necessary, okay? The Hiro is only necessary to say it's all one thing, okay? So the question is, really, what is the thrust of the Sherish? Because what happens is, if we look further in the Sherish, the Rambam compares everything to Matnas Kuna. He talks later about Reishis Hagez, and he compares Reishis Hagez to Or from Ola, which is Matnas Kuna, Chaz V'Shoik. He compares it to Chaz V'Shoik later. If you look, he compares all this to Mincha, and he compares it to Maaseh Rishon, and he moves into Mincha, and he moves into Chalitza. Okay, so the question is, how does all this fit together? Because if the Ika Chiddush is that a Maisa is really something, okay, and that it's all one mitzvah, so, you know, we asked that he might call a chlitza here a Maisa, but it's not at all clear the chlitza is a Maisa, or a Seder, okay? And there's no hira, really, and when you talk about Maaseh Rishon, Reish Hagez, you know, what's happening here, okay? So I think the answer lies in the beginning of the Sherish. Because he says, if you look at the beginning of the Sherish, HaSherish HaShneim Oso, Shein Roi Limnois Chelke HaMelochom HaMelochus, Shebo HaTzivui Basi Osam, Kol Chilik V'Chilik Bifnei Atzmoi. The Sherish, as most of the Shoshim, are formulated in the negative. It's not telling you how or why we put the mitzvah together. We discussed that even though there's no raw mufureshes, that's okay, that's not a problem, okay? There's no tzivui klali, and you can put it together from the chalokim. The ikka, what the Sherish is trying to tell you is you don't count chalokim. So you don't count chalokim, there everything is the same. Mikdash, you don't count the chalokim of the Mikdash. You don't count the chalokim of the Maisa Ula. You don't count the chalokim of the Seder Chalitza. You don't count the chalokim of Mincha. You don't count the chalokim of Maisa Rishon, Nafroshim. Whatever it happens to be, the Ika issue is whether you count chalokim or not. And that is the issue, you don't count chalokim. Okay? So once you come to the conclusion, you don't count chalokim, so we're an easy street. And that's how the Rambam could compare everything to Eros from Oilo, and we're all okay. You compare Eros from Oilo to Reish Tagez, and Chaz V'Shoik, and Maaseh Rishon. Okay? So that is here. Now let's continue further. What I want to get into now, really, is the Maisa Ola itself and the various parts of the Maisa Ola. V'zeh ki ha-mitzvah achas v'hi klal ha-maloch ha-mutuara v'chol min u'min mimini ha-kabonis. See, here's a very, very strange one. You see, it's an important thing for him to say b'chol min u'min mimini ha-kabonis. Okay? Chol min u'min mimini ha-kabonis. So the question is, what's the importance of that and what's the issue of that? It seems that the importance is that we want an umbrella to take care of everything. Why is that important? That seems to be like a peripheral thing. And then after he says, that seems to be what he started with. He goes through the kabbonis, correct? Correct? It seems to be the most important things they have chol min min ha-kabonis. So we have to, number one, understand what that is. And the second question you have to ask yourself, is this correct? Because you talk about, goes through Ola, Chatos, Oshem, and Shlomim. But what about Bechor, Maisa Behem, and Pesach? And how does it all fit in? And there's no mention over here. And the Rambam does have discussions, we'll see, in Dakdoma to Zvochim, in Pirush Mishnayis, and also in Perek Hei Mishneches, about this issue. But he doesn't talk about it over here. And if the important thing is, you have Kol Minei Kabonis, he hasn't demonstrated that. And the question is, what's the importance of this? Okay? Those are the issues that we have to deal with. Okay? Okay. The most important thing is that he's having polemics with the Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos, he's to do with the Kadmoinim, and Halachas Gedolos in Mitzvah Asei and Kumba Asei, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Shchitos, Kuf Tzadi Beis, Mlikos, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Kabolos, Kuf Tzadi Dalet is Hazoyos. So that's what's having polemics with. See, basically he's trying to say that you don't count these separate pu'ulos as separate mitzvahs because they're all halakim. But halakim of what? Because he's later going to say, on new principle, that those mitzvahs which apply to all kabbonis are separate mitzvahs. Okay. See, he wants to say that the Halachas Gedolos organizes this in the wrong way. Because when you're dealing with Teres HaChatos and Teres Oshem and Teres Olo, you don't look at the various pu'ulis as disparate mitzvahs, shchitos, but you look at them as part of Teres HaChatos, okay? However, if I would tell you that after I finish with Teres HaChatos and Teres Olo and Teres Oshem, okay, and all these, I'm left with certain shchitos which are not included, then I'm in trouble. So in order to make this case against the Bahag that these various pu'ulos of Shechita and Kabbalah are really subsumed on the Chatos or Oshom or Oila, he can only do that if it has Kol Minei Kabbonis. And that's the important point here. Okay? That's point number one. Okay? And without that, he can't move. And that's why he says, it's Kol Minei Kabbonis. That's where he has to start before he gets started. Otherwise, there's no argument. Okay? So that's point number one.
Okay. If the Shechita would be different in a different korban, if one korban is you saying?
Okay, we have to understand why Shechita is not in all korbanos and why there shouldn't be like Melicha. But that's you're asking a different question. But he puts Shechita, if you look, on the in Teres HaOilo, in Teres HaChatos. You'll see that, right? So we'll deal with that, okay? But that's the assumption, okay? So now, the second question I ask becomes amazing. Because if it's actually true, okay? If it's actually true that it's sine qua non, that you need it to be b'chol min ha-kobodes, okay? So then, throwing in that Pesach, Maaseh Behemah, and B'chor are part of Shlomim is a very important discussion over here. Okay? So you know something? The only place that he mentions this in Sefer Mitzvahs is the Mitzvah Samavar. And it's really an aside. Because he has a look here. He has Samach Gimel is Maisa Oila, right? Samach Dalet is Maisa Kov Chatos. Samach He is Maisa Kov Noshim. And Samach Vov is Maisa Zevach HaShlom. Okay? Then afterwards, he has a note. Okay? After Shlom. V'abos ha-ma'asim alolu k'loim ha-ma'isa olilu v'chatos v'oshim v'ashlomim hein ko ma'isa kobonus v'shiko kobon behema shemakim v'isa yocha v'atsibo einu ala echo me'abo asugim alolu. Okay. Then he finds it necessary to say that the tzibo is not makiv v'oshim. Chutz v'na oshim shuhu l'olam kobon yochid k'mo shibi'an l'kam upomim. Then, okay, he makes a note about Masechet Zvachim, okay? And you understand yourself when he's talking about Masechet Zvachim, he's talking about the dinim of the mitzvah. He's really not dealing with the main issues anymore, correct? So he says, in Masechet Zvachim, kolel es gam dinei alba mitzvahs elu, v'hanispach aleihen, min adoim alehen. This is a tangential reference, but Nisbach Aleim is referring to Pesach, Maisa, and Bechor. Okay? Now, I only ask you something. If this is important for us, so why is it tucked away in the middle of nowhere? Because that's what he's talking about Dinim, because look at it. Mima Shechayv Alaseis, Uma Shechayov Olov, Va Maisa Apostle, Va Nasiki Tiknoi. So he's talking about dinim, correct?
Maybe it's poshut.
It's not so poshut because he opened the Rambam in Pirush B'Shnayis. In Zvachim, this was only added in Madur Kama, Madur Basra, and in Akdomo. He just talks about kol mini kobonis. Then, when it comes to Madur Basra, in Perek Hey, Alochet, Mishneches, then he does some work to find this out. Okay. And it goes like this. He says, Zulas, he says like this. He says, "Veda ki bi omri bakdomes devorenu v'mesechta hazeis shlomim oidei mehen." Says shlom oidei mehen. Lo niskavanti elo l'shloish takabonus halolu. Kloima, habuchor v'maisa v'pesach. Lefi shein doimim l'shlomim. B'makrimi, b'makrimis hashchita, ba'aktoros emurim u'makimis ra'achilo u'she'oichlin heim zcholim u'nekevus ra'avodim she'kulim heim kochim kalim b'zman achilosim zulis ha'pesach she'paras v'kosim v'shem yik she'makshe v'yoyim olom olo yamalto she'mini ha'kobonis heim shivo v'timnes ha'shloisha eilo b'noisach l'chatas v'oilo u'shlomim ein ze makubo b'chaluka. So if it's a question of Chalukah, so then there's four Teiras? Seven Teiras? You know, if this is the issue of the mitzvah, so what happened over here? You know, he's ready, you know, he's at a kasha. It's a kasha, but it's a kasha not about mitzvahs at the moment. It's a kasha just about how you organize things. Correct? V'timna es ha-shloisho eila b'nois l'chatas v'olo v'oshim u'shlamim. Ain't the makuba b'chalukah. It's not a logical way to do this. Lefisha isma bo aminim chizev v'nish nechiv kol echad mehem liyochid b'yifanim shenim v'yeshehem chayva letzibo b'zmanim shenim v'eila einam kein. So it means they can talk about a teras because the thing expresses itself in many different ways, but it's all the same. But the Pesach and the Ma'aseh Behema and the oil and the Pesach, the Ma'aseh Behema and the Bechor are all the same, correct? So that's the Oid Shara Kosav LeKolo Elo Es Aminim Halolu Bulvad V'Heim Eila Shekobo Lehem Teres V'Omroi Zeis Tera Lo atir al oilo, le mincha, le chatos, le oshem le nuim, le zevr hashlamim. V'yom ha'achakach, ha'shet sivo Hashem, hari she'ein shom korban zuas elum. Avim luim eino mas, eini maskirom, lefi she'eino maskir, el korban noy le deris. So he has arguments back and forth about why and how you classify things. And this, and as I told you before, it's paramount importance that we're dealing with everything. And there's no mention of this over here. Okay? So I think there's no problem. Okay? And the reason is very simple. Very, very simple. Okay? Because let me ask you a question. How are you going to look, what are your options in Bechor? Okay. Since it's all the same, is there an option? You see what happened over here is the Ram does a major thing. We have a Korban Chatos and a Korban Chatos Kavua, okay? You have one thing called the Teres HaChatos of how you makriv it, and that's on the Koyein. And then you have something else. You have the Chiyuv Havoah, which is on the Bailim, the person who is chayte. And he has two separate mitzvahs, minyanam mitzvahs, correct? And that's what he does in Elul. The question is, at certain times you mukhit to bring an oila, okay? Not in talking about a yochir, but the tzibor in terms of tmidin, right? And it's the teres oila, okay? Correct? What do you do in Bechor Ma'aseh and Pesach? You're going to say they're two separate mitzvahs. There's a Teiras HaPesach and there's the Chiyuv HaKrova. It's all the same. You can't look at it as two separate issues. Correct? So I think that whether, and anyway he has a mitzvah Bechor Ma'aseh and Pesach, okay? So it's irrelevant to him. Because everything's included. Because either you're going to look at them as irrelevant to the Teiras. That's his first argument, correct?
Well, I understand what I think. Like, is a Ma'aseh Pesach different than a Ma'aseh Shlomim?
Okay, it's very similar.
But there is some difference.
There is some difference. So the question is that a reason to put it under that class or not? Okay. So he says, you can say it's under that class, okay? But he's ready to say, maybe it's not, okay?
And if it would be not, then there would be a chumrah.
Then he's ready, but he said there are four, but then there are four categories, and that's called the four teiras, okay? So the question is there such a thing as a teiras hakorban? Of teiras chato, teiras b'chor. So I'm telling you, there's no such thing. If you're looking at Dakrova b'chor as teiras, the only way to look at it, because he says it's not different. You can only look at a teiras if you bring the chatos, you bring under very different circumstances of bringing the chatos. That's what he talks about. If you look at the lashon, correct? And this doesn't exist over here. So he doesn't have that option. So it really is irrelevant. The whole discussion is irrelevant. So either you're going to put it in, or you're going to say it's not. But you don't. You've covered shechita, because all the teiras are included over here. All the teiras hakrov is included over here. There's not a new teiras hakrov. It's just in the chiyuv havor korban. That's the way you bring the pesach. That's what he says. That's why it's very important. Why does he go out of his way, even in Sefer Mitzvahs, to say, he talks about whether the Oshim is Netzibo and not Netzibo, is right? Maybe over here also. He says Netzibo. He says that the Oshim is not Netzibo and Yochid. Because he says that it's Nishna Be'ofanim Shainim. Correct? We talk B'chor Maisim in Maisa and Pesach, there's no Ofanim Shainim. You can't call it a Teiras. Okay? And then he says that really there's only four Teiras. Correct? Four Teiras, and he quotes the Pesukim itself. So I think what he's trying to say is that this discussion is irrelevant, and that's why he's not getting involved in it. And he only mentioned Derech Agav when he's talking about the Dinim in Zvachim. And when you read, the amazing thing is, you get the impression in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's ready to say that B'chor Mais and Pesach is under Shvach, because it's a Nisba. But he doesn't make a point to prove anything, and that is the Mitzvah Samachvav. We look at Mais and Korbonos, it seems almost that he discusses B'chor, and then after he discusses these four Kabbonis at the beginning of Ma'is Kabbonis, then he talks about B'chor, Ma'is, and Pesach. Kilo, it's a separate category. So you get the impression in Mishnah Torah, he's ready to take the opposite approach. In the beginning of Ma'is Kabbonis. You don't get the impression he's trying to put it into a class. You get the impression it's a separate class. That's halacha given. Okay? So, but I'm just trying to tell you, I think this is irrelevant. Okay? Now, I wanted to ask you something else. It's very interesting if you look over here. There's something very interesting going on. Because what are we talking about, okay? Because he talks about korbanos at the beginning, and he talks about menachos, okay? Where do oifus fit in? What about chatas oif and oilas oif?
It's malika, it's a whole different mice.
So you would have said, maybe, you know, it's but the oifanim shenim, and it's that's the way the teres chatas is. When it's an oif, that's the way it is. Okay? Correct? So the question, how do you look at it? Okay? So the amazing thing, when he's presenting it over here, in the Sheirish, there's no discussion whatsoever.
But in the Psukim, it's
yeah. But there's no discussion. There's no discussion here about the Oifus, right? But he only talks about Menachis on one side, and he talks about Teres Chatas. So what happened? So I'll show you something. You look at that Dhamma here. At the beginning. What happened here? How did I get to this? Okay. Oilo. Okay? Okay. This. Hine ho oilo he nikteres kula vachule. Vlotie ele mizichre hakvosim oi haboka o he izim. Vesie min hayoinim vaterim. Ubehem ein hevdo ben zoch vanikeva. Chatos. He does the same thing with Chatos. Okay? Now, he quotes about Torim B'nei Yonim. Now you look before. Mini Balechayim. Mehem Kobonis. She Kobonis y Balechayim Krevim. Mechamesh Aminim. She Balechayim Bolvad. Minakfosim. Vaboko. Voizim. Uktane. Hayonim. Ugdoyle Atelim. Umina Kobonis Abo. So what Mina Kobonis Abo? So it's very clear that the mini kabbalists go on the Torah of B'nai Yonim also, correct? Okay. Now, it's amazing that there's no mention of it over here, correct? But Mishneh Torah it's written like that. Because Perek Vov of Hilchos Maisa Kabbalis is a discussion of Maisa Ila. And you know how Perek Vov ends? With a discussion of Ila Sarif. Perek Zayin is the Perek of Teres Achatas. You know how Perek Zayin ends? Chatasoif. Okay. So, we're okay over here. It's amazing that he doesn't talk about it, but that's the scoop, okay? Close the door, maybe. Okay. Correct? Okay. Now, so, we're okay with everything, correct? Now, v'amoshel b'zeh ha'oilo hine anachnu mitztavino. Remember the mitztavino over here is a shrana. Shetie meleches ha'oilo kach v'hi shetishochet ha'oilo v'tufshat v'tenutach v'izak domo. Okay. See, here it's very strange. Altoya kach. What does he want? Altoya kach. And why would anyone in the right mind put shchita in Teres Ola when shchita basically expresses itself in all kobonis? Okay. Correct. That's what's in front of us, right? Okay, correct. So here, let's go like that. Just here, we'll get back to that. Okay. Now, just 1 second. Here we go. I'll tell you, kach. He means that there's a toya mesuyim for shchitas oila. It's betzofer, as opposed to shchitas kodesh kalon. The zrika from oila Ishtayim Shein Alba, which is very different than Zvik of Chatos. By Oshom, he doesn't quote Shechita Zvika. Because the Shechita of Zvika of Oshom is a Shechita Zvika of Oila. So the Shechita and Zvika of Oila is not Teres Oila, but Dafka. But he basically is interested to say that it's that Noi B'chol HaKabonis. Okay. So here, I just want to get you into this. You know, I can explain and go back and forth the different ones that he quotes or not. But let's get the general principles down, then we'll walk about the nitty gritty. Okay. You'll notice, if you're over the Gam Mechus Ma'aseh Korbanos, the Perek Hey talks about the Shechita, the Zrika. See? Let's see. Very valid. Rabban Shechita Kochim Ksheir Bezorim. Kates Kochka and Shechita Nisa, Vem Kam Nadom Al Besofim. Ha Hey is Shechita. Hey, hey, Aleph, hey, Beis, hey, Gimel, hey, Dalet, Shlom, hey, Shochtu, hey, Lvosh, hey, Shlom, Kol, hey, Zvik, hey, Dom, hey, Shloshton, hey, Mizbech, Vov. That's Hey. He hasn't started to tell us anything yet. When he starts in Perek Vov, Teres Oilo, Mitzis Asei, Las Oilo Kemishpota, Kosa Bater, Vekeitz of Maisa Oilo, Shoichet Vizorek, Adom, Kmo Shebialnu, Umafshir Melateich, Umakte. Okay. I just want to say one thing. The purpose and what the Rambam is trying to do in Mishneh Torah and in Sefer Mitzvos in the Shoshim are very different. Okay, here in the Shoshim, it's not important what is Teres Ha'ula or what is Teres Achatos. Okay, the important thing is it Noig in all Korbanos? Or is it not Noig in all Korbanos? If it's Noig in three Korbanos, it's also not Noig in all the Korbanos. Okay? So, to be exact, the point over here, he's not interested in telling the Shechita, he's Teres Ha'ula. The point is that Shechita is not in all the Korbanos. The Baha quotes Shechita Minyan HaMitzvos. And that's the issue. So when it comes to Mishneh Torah,
we should bring Ofos as the proof.
What?
Ofos would be a great proof.
For what? Why?
Shechita da b'chol korbanos.
Okay, say that. I. I'm not sure if that's correct. And I think that I'm going to prove it. I'll tell you something now. Okay. I'll tell you something about Milo Gay later, okay? I think that's incorrect. And it's incorrect for the following reason, okay? You see, the Ram later says that Aschilas Kochim is also, he has Melicha, okay? He has Tomim, okay? Correct? And he has that Ben Shbi of Yom HaShmini B'Holo, correct? And he also has Aschilas Kochim as being Noi B'Chol Kabonis, correct? So I asked you, Rabbi Nishan, in October, Achilles Kochim in Chatos and in Oshem and in Shlomim, but I get to Ilo, I'm bankrupt. So why is the Ram, how can Ram call Achilles Kochim be no Yicholok Abonis? Okay? And the truth is, the Ram does acrobatics, and we'll see about this later, that that Achilles Kolba, the mitzvah of Achilles Kochim is Noigin Kochim Kalim. And it might even be Daf Achilles Kohanim. And Chos V'Shoik and how he proves it and what's he going on, okay? But we're blaming the Shoik, what happened to Oilu? So I would tell you the answer is, if the Korban is Nechal, and it doesn't have the mitzvah, okay, so then you have a problem. Then you say it's not Noigin Kol HaKorbanos. But all Korbanos should Necholim have this mitzvah. So it's Noigin Kol HaKorbanos. So you can't come and ask a question about Shechita and Oifos, because the whole institution of Shechita was never, the institution of Shechita Lagabi Korbanos wasn't formulated in Oifos. So I'm not sure that's an issue. Okay? That's what I think is going on over here. And I think what the Rambam is doing is in Mishneh Torah, he organizes the Mishneh Torah since the mitzvahs were not only said in order to find a way of organizing Mishneh Torah, that to know that he had all the Tayag mitzvahs, okay, but he organizes the halachas according to the mitzvahs. And he's very careful that what's Teres Oilo, and what's Teres Achatos, and what's Teres this, and he's organizing it. So he's very careful to put only those things which are Teres Oilo in Oilo. And Shechita, which is not peculiarly Teres Oilo, he puts in a Perikei, and Zrika in Perikei. Okay? But when it comes to the Shoshim, the issue is he's trying to contrast what mitzvahs are Noigin Kol HaKorbanos, and what mitzvahs are not Kol HaKorbanos. So he's only interested, is Shechita Noigin Kol HaKorbanos? And the answer is no. Al Toyekach. And the Zrik Al Toyekach. So the word Al Toyekach is very, very important. Okay? Very, very important. Now, listen to this. Vihi Shishchateno Viafshiteno Viyizrik Domo Al Toyekach. So the Seder Divrei Rambam Apella. Hefshit v'nituach or after Zrika. As Mavu in Rambam in Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Korbanos Perik Hei Halacha Yudches Kol Hazvochim Eim Mafshitin Oison Ad Shizrak Domon Hadom V'chulei Nimsis Oime Zerik Tchilo V'akach Mavshit V'Kareya U'motzei Murim U'maktir. And the Rambam also in Huchas Psulim Doshim, if you Maktim Hefshit L'Zrika, it's a Chiddush that it doesn't pass on, but it's certainly B'Dievet. In Huchas Psulim Doshim Perek Yutes Alochetes V'Zevach Shehufshat Kodim Zrika Eino Poiso. So it's certainly not Alochat Tchilo. So the Seder, the Rambam, is very odd here. Correct? This is odd. Here also, Oyla kachi tichrochet oyla v'tupshat v'tnutach v'izog dom al toyekach. Then he does something which is absolutely amazing. Okay. Is the actor say Murim in Oilo? She look at me, Meshuga. Is this just a thing? But look what he does. V'yikorev chelbo v'achakach. What do you have achakach? Yisor korboso. There's a seder that the emurim are yomakter after and then the boso. And then he changes the verb. V'korev chelbo v'akach yisorev korbosor. These words are amazing, okay? So, correct? So I just want to tell you, okay? I did my research. Okay. Did my research. Yeah. here. Lemaisa, you do find in some place in the Chazal, they do talk about a murim in oila. The question how serious it is. And I give you a whole list if you want, okay? I'm just trying to tell you what's happening over here, the Rambam is not an isolated phenomenon. Not that I understand it, okay? For example, Tisef de Mila, in Perik Av Loch Chav Ches, Oilo, the Emurin, Mitzdaf from Zeim Ze, Lamailan, Bechutz, Lachayev Alei Mishum Pigel, Noisa Betome. So you have to know what the Oilo, the Emurin are, with the Emurin, with the Oilo, so okay, good. Hamaila Kizayis, Mino Oilo, Mino Emurin, Bechutz Chayev. Okay, so maybe it's different, okay? Perik Yutes, Halacha Yud, it's very clear. V'oilo v'eimureho mitzdafen l'kizayis. Oilo v'eimureho mitzdafen l'kizayis. So, if you look at the Pirush Miyuchas, the Raivid, in Meseches Tomid, in Seif, Perek Loya Klevsin, he brings in the name of Rashi in Perek Acholil, Pirish Bachunchus, the Afagaf Dikis Form, the Gaase Buhu, a Mure Tomid, Lav Dafke Emurim, El Hua Dinevor. Do you understand why he does that? Okay. Now, if you look in Ksaviyad Minchin, in Zvochim and Kuftes Omer Aleph. Tana Rabbonin, Asheya le'oilo, Ein li ele oilo, Minayin le'rabos, Emuri oilo, Ve'emuri chatos, Ve'emuri kotche kotchim, Tam lo'y mezevach. Okay. Xavier Paris. Pei tes of a beis. Ad rabo, Mi sefer, Emuri oilo, Kleidman, Le'emuri chatos. Ksaviyad Vatican, Menoches, Chofam and Aleph. Minayin Rabbis, as a Levoina, or Levoina Bobbe, there's something missing in the Ksaviyad, Levoina Bobbe, Bezichin, or Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Moshiach, or Minchas Nesochim, Veimui Chatos, Veimui Kotche Kotchim, Veimui Oilo. Veoilo Soif, Minayin, Tamil Malko Korbon, Minchoscho Takiv Mela. This is Mama Shapella. I don't understand it, okay? But you do find it. But the Rambam is clear in Perek Vov Mechus Mais Kabbalos Al Ralf Mitzah Se La Se'ula Kemishpot Aksu Vatera Vekeitza Mais Se'ula Sheikhet Vezorek Adon Kosh Bianu Umafshin Menatech Umakti Kol HaNesoch Gab Mizbech Shenem Vihikti Akein Es HaKol HaMizbech. There's no mention of anything. The whole thing doesn't exist. This discussion of Srefo and Akrova and this Boso and this is Srefo. The Lashon Srefo, you find Naktoris Emurim in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos in Perek Avoch Yudches. Hevorim Shesof in Oisar Agav Mizbeach Menachatos Hanechos Menashomes Meshlomim Hein Hanikoin Emurim. So the whole thing over here, you know, I'm very confused about what the diktuk is over here. And what the din srefa is, because the whole din srefa, the din haktorah, which was said, is really Biskalov has a whole piece in his letter to my rebbe in Gimel Heit, whatever it is, in the perik the Heit Tov Pei Reish Aleph, okay, lepak b'shem agrach. He has discussion with Shilas. Oh, that's the Akhtos. That's Srefa. He does say there's a Din Srefa in Machshova from Spiegel. In the Piashmu and Zvochim Alamed Aleph Mebeis. But what to do with here? What's the Srefa? What's going on? These are all issues. But I'm not sure. So I'm not sure how important this is. It's not really, you know, I'm not sure why the Rambam is going out of his way to do this, because this is really relevant to the whole issue. Okay? So I'm sorry about the lateness today. I made up a stop now, and we'll Mitzvah pick up next time. Okay?